Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're going to start this week, as we do all weeks. Well, as we do all weeks when both parties are above the surface of the water. Joined again by writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. We have so much news, I'm going to step away from it for a bit and try and go back to an old reliable.
Okay. If
you could literally at any point say, let's jump ahead three stories. We still have so much to cover. I want to start covering a self-defense story out of Philadelphia, because we'll talk more about the politics in Philly in a minute. And this was covered, of all stations, by CBS out of Philly.
Wow.
You're at work. You manage a Dollar General. It's 8:30 in the evening, close to the 9 o'clock closing time. One of your clerk waves you over. Hey, Mr. Manager, I got a problem. Okay, you step next to the register. She points at the customer. How can I help you? Open the register, he says. He taps his waist. You look down, and there's a gun shoved in his pants. You're being robbed. Well, I believe in democracy, so you own a gun, too. You, probably unlike the perpetrator, have your Pennsylvania license to carry. You're carrying tonight. The news article doesn't explain exactly how this happened, but you present your firearm and shoot your attacker. They say you shot at least twice, and one shot struck the attacker in the head. No employees were injured. No customers were injured. You and the clerk step back and call 911. The police arrive fairly quickly, as you'd imagine. EMS declares your attacker did at the scene. Now, here's the interesting part. Your employees, of course, say what they saw. Some of the customers say what they saw. You hand the police security video. You're not charged with a crime. Now, here's where later, hours later, days later, we find out that the robber had a fake gun pressed into his pants. We're seeing lots and lots of these good news stories come out of Philadelphia. You want to jump to there? You want to talk about this, the good news that we have here?
Wherever you would like to go, sir. This is reminding me of a nice self-defense gun story segment here. I'm liking it.
It exactly is, yes. Well, let's start with the things the clerk did correctly. I think all the employees had been briefed with or by their manager because they knew to say, excuse me, we have an unusual customer over here on aisle four, so that they're not left holding the problem. That's not fair. What's interesting to me is, look, there's a crime has surged in Philadelphia. Homicides up more than 20%. They're not even counting some robberies because with the catch and release by the DA there. So there's lots of news that makes retail employees go, what should we do if this happened to us? Well, they took that question seriously. That nagging problem. Hey, this seems like a warning to me, and they didn't ignore it. Okay, they're working in a dangerous area, a dangerous job. There's lots of small purchases at Dollar General, so they're getting paid in cash. They did have a video security system. That's awesome. So the defender had to have taken a concealed carry class because you're in Pennsylvania. He had to find a firearm he liked, buy it, apply for his permit, and then really something else has to happen. He learned how to become an armed defender. you and I know the difference between getting a permit, Bill, and putting on that mantle of defense. Suddenly you go, yeah, they let me carry in public, but I don't know what to do. Well, it's kind of an embarrassing feeling, and a lot of us spend some time and effort to cure it. It really, really helps our legal defense when what the customers say, what the employees say, what we say, and what the video shows all match. All of a sudden, the law enforcement goes, I think we've got a clue here. Now, we talk about a plan, so what the clerk who's being robbed should do is very different from the clerk who's standing three checkout aisles away behind the robber. She's all, I hear a phone ringing in the back room, see you, bye, and she wants to clear people out of there. Whereas the poor clerk who's in front of the robber goes, I'll give you everything I can. Here, my manager can give you more. But now we got to think about this, because there could be customers directly behind the criminal. And as you just, you know, if you're, you know your place of business better than anybody else, and you know how to manage those issues, but they're real. And unless you stop to think about them, there's a gunshot. Customers dive for the floor. They knock merchandise down. Some of them get cut. Which one of your employees knows about first aid? So just asking the question makes you seem like an absolute genius if anything happens, because you go, oh, I know the question we might want to ask. Has anybody been hurt? This is the tip of the armed defense iceberg. And Bill, lots of people are climbing it in Philadelphia.
That's good. I always like it when, you know, some of these guys get out there and do some of the stuff. But, you know, it is the natural order of things for most people to prepare for trouble.
Right.
That's why they have first aid kits and fire extinguishers and spare tires and all these other things. So it's not surprising that, and I mean, we've seen it nationwide, as the crime has spiked, people are buying guns.
Well,
do we know?
Go ahead.
Do we know how to? Do we know what the police situation is in Philadelphia? Did they decide to run it back, or have they been defunding or all this other stuff?
I don't know about the police. I do know about the DA. He's been doing catch and release.
Right.
Carjackings are up threefold. Homicides, isn't it a sad day when we say homicides have only increased by 20%? That's so much better than what we're seeing with carjackings. Again, it's the robbery and theft with catch and release. We don't even have good statistics how much they've increased in Philly. When we come back, I've got a whole half segment I want to do talking about Philly. But it is good news. And remember, 5% of adults went and got a firearm for the first time during COVID. And when you see crime in your area, like in Philly, I bet those percentages are even higher, Bill.
Yeah. That's what I would be interested to see.
Yeah.
I'd like to see how that worked out regionally all across the country. That would be nice.
Ooh. That would be a John Lott home run, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely it would. Tell everybody how to find you.
Each week, I co-host the Polite Society podcast. I also get to host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Amolan. At Amolan, I also write the weekly Armed Citizens column. I might be on the weekly bullet for SAF once a week, but mostly I'm just here with you, Bill.
Very good. We'll be right back talking to Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. And we just got some good self-defense gun stories that happened. And these are not feel-good stories because using a gun in self-defense, that takes, first of all, it takes a person that's willing to get out there and be responsible for themselves.
Amen.
And then comes the after, which in a lot of cases, I don't think people that defend themselves have as much of an after effect on it. It doesn't seem to have that much of an after effect on them compared to some other things that I see out there.
The more they thought about it ahead of time, the more they studied it, the less the effect. If it was, I bought a gun, boom, it happened to me, they can be really set back by it. But if we kind of pay our pain in advance, the more we study it, Bill, which is a good thing, I guess. That means our understanding immunizes us against an emotional onslaught. But right. It's not trivial. You're absolutely right. I want to play you mentioned Philadelphia, and I studied it a little bit the last couple of days. Can we play, you have granddaughters, can we play a game of Connect the Dots?
Sure.
Okay. Well, the Russian invasion of Ukraine was in the news. What does that have to do with anything? Well, last month, a bunch of people thought, it's a crazy world we live in. Over a third of a million new background checks. New gun owners in February. On top of that, there are 25 states where there's a qualified alternative that allows purchasers to buy a gun without the FBI background check. Now, many of those wouldn't apply to first-time gun owners. Typically, you have your carry permit, but not in every case. Not in every case. So it's a lower bound that there were a third of a million. On top of that, remember we had, that's building on the last couple years, 5% increase of new gun owners, one out of every 20 adults, during the COVID lockdown. Well, we know something about them. We just had a survey about new gun owners. Well, duh, they act a lot like gun owners. 10% of us, new gun owners were younger, twice as many were under 45 compared to existing gun owners. New gun owners were 2.5 times more likely to be a racial minority than existing gun owners. What didn't change a lick, they're indistinguishable, was when we asked new gun owners what they think about gun control. Said, nope, got more than we need, thank you very much, no more. I thought that was great news. Now, let's go, those are sort of the obvious gun control, new gun owner dots. Now I want to take you to Philadelphia the way I threatened there.
Okay.
That is a threat. I had mentioned in the earlier segment that homicide increased almost 20%. Carjackings more than tripled. And beyond that, the statistics get kind of fuzzy because they're not prosecuting crimes. We're not sure how to measure everything. And concealed carry applications increased six full year to year after that crime spike. Six times as many people are applying for a carry permit each month in Philadelphia as they did a year ago. As you then would expect, armed defense increased by a factor of 4 compared year to year. So in the first 3 months of the year, we've already had more armed civilian defenders than we did in all of 2020 or 2021. Whoa, this armed defense is a real thing. It's unfortunately becoming more mainstream when law and order break down. Bill, I'll bet, you know, we could make a wager here on the air. I don't think that's what George Soros had in mind when he ordered the district attorneys to release criminals back onto the street. I don't think he was looking for a fourfold increase in armed defense.
I think where the miscalculation came is that in some of these blue states where they passed some of this gun control, I believe he probably is thinking, well, these are some of the most sophisticated people on the planet that live in New York City.
Right.
They live in Chicago. They live, you know.
Yes.
And then when they willingly, easily give up their rights, well, that doesn't, you know, that's okay. that seems to work okay as long as they're really tough on crime. You know, during the Giuliani and even with Bloomberg,
right?
They control crime,
right?
But when that goes out the window, and when you start cutting back on police, and when you combine that with a DA that's not really prosecuting criminals, you're going to be seeing some guns bought, a lot of guns bought. So you know,
and carried and unfortunately used. And you may have seen this. There's a recall or impeachment effort to remove the Philly district attorney.
Is there? I'm still waiting to see what happens in L.A. and in San Francisco because George Gascon, he definitely got to go. So I'm just waiting to see what happens with that.
That whole notion that even in deep blue cities that the citizens will swallow anything forever doesn't look like it, even when you're funded by a billionaire. I don't think so.
No.
Now, we have some great news. We'll probably talk about it more after the break. Okay. Constitutional carry passed in Georgia. Yahoo.
Did it get signed?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if Kemp had signed it just yet.
I thought he had.
He may have.
It came out by SAF. Yeah, that makes it 25 out of 50. Now, we'll talk about this when we come back. This is Ron DeSantis playing chess where other guys are playing checkers. He vetoed the congressional redistricting map for Florida that forces the legislature to return mid-April. That means, it's a new session. Sure, you can consider permitless carry in Florida because it's a brand new session, guys, and you're going to be there. I've got something you want. Let's deal.
Well, I hope they pass that. And I mean, in my state, I've spoken recently. With a state senator, and of course, I think his philosophy is to try to underpromise and overdeliver. But we'll touch on those bases maybe later. Tell everybody how to find you, please.
Each week, I co-host the Polite Society podcast and host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is picked up at Amaland. I write the Armed Citizens column.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A judge has issued the first outright acquittal of a defendant charged in the January 6th attack. Following a two-day trial, New Mexico engineer Matthew Martin was acquitted Wednesday on four misdemeanor charges by a judge. Martin claimed that he thought police allowed him into an entrance near the Capitol Rotunda. The judge saying based on a video of the scene that assertion was at least plausible and prosecutors failed to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. New sanctions against Russia are taking aim at the Kremlin's financial sector and the country's elites. President Biden, without proof, saying the ongoing sanctions are wiping out the past 15 years of economic gains in Russia. Biden once again condemning the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine, calling it brutal and horrifying. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is in Washington, D.C., addressing a meeting of building and trades union leaders at their conference. The president says that his new task force on worker organization and empowerment will help ensure that more employers can choose whether to unionize.
By the way, Amazon, here we come.
Biden saying workers deserve health care, fair wages, and a chance for their voices to be heard. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is meeting with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg Wednesday. Blinken saying NATO's military strategy will get some updates to address current global issues.
Going toward the NATO summit, a new strategic concept that will be very, very much informed by what's happening now in Europe, but also by other challenges that we have to face together as an alliance.
Stoltenberg saying NATO will be consulting with its Asian partner countries to discuss the Ukraine invasion. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Rob Morse. How are you doing, sir?
I am wonderful. Shall we dig in a little deeper in constitutional carry in Georgia and Florida?
Please do.
I think the governor of Georgia has heard footsteps. He has some competitors. He's running for re-election. He's going to face a primary. And they're saying that he's not much of a conservative. Well, he has some very serious charges. That's pretty credible given how little he did after the horrific voter fraud in Atlanta. And he just kind of stood back and watched it and went, His inaction there makes him look incompetent. Now he's trying to appear to be a conservative, even if he isn't one. What happened in Ohio recently, a governor of similar temperament, primary candidates of a similar ilk, those candidates said, if I were governor, I would have signed the constitutional carry bill immediately. Well, DeWine in Ohio waited, I think, to the last day. I think the governor in Georgia, who was trying to appear conservative, signed it pretty quickly.
Those guys like Kemp and DeWine and the guy in Indiana, I can't remember his name. Hogan, maybe? Hoffman? So whatever it is.
Hogan's Maryland.
Okay, my bad. Whatever it was, the governor of Indiana, he waited till the very last day in Indiana. If he had not signed it, it just would have become law. And he didn't want to sign it. They tried to short circuit it. And I think the problem that I see with these Republicans is they think that they can do this and then everybody's going to forget to watch them.
Yes.
And, yeah, they got to be watched a long lot all the time.
Yeah,
to be watched.
Well, and what I like is what Governor Ron DeSantis, isn't he former SEAL?
I have no
He's
idea.
Former military, which unit, I'm not sure. So, you know, he knows that your opposition gets a vote. And he went, okay, the executives in particularly the Florida Senate have been bought and paid for by anti-gun. First it was Soros, then it was some Republican donors who said, oh, no, don't let the poor people have those firearms. That's so scary. And he said, okay, but that was last session. Let's roll the dice. We'll call a special session and see if we can upset the powers that be so that they can actually do the will of the people. I have to represent that political insight. I think that's a good politician. He understands that politicians have to stay bought, but he'll change the situation so that they can get unbought now in a special session.
Bought. I like that. Well, I mean, that's the truth.
Well, you know better than I. You've seen it right on your own front door, right?
Yes, I sure have, yeah. Sure have.
So, now, do you think there are chances in South Carolina that they would consider constitutional carry next session?
I think there will be, but, I mean, like the guy that was my first ever sponsor when I started in radio. He's decided to run for office now, 12 years after the fact, after I've been in radio, which he's a restaurateur. He's a very conservative guy. As a matter of fact, he has a lot of business dealings with Fernando Coelho, the guy that runs Pantheo Productions. It used to have that. He's decided to run. And I told him, I said, listen, here's the thing. You got to be ready to be different, and you got to be ready to be outside the box, and you got to separate yourself from the herd. And I said, and you got to know when to step away. You got to know when to step away. When you start getting out there and start believing, you know, maybe write this on a sticky note and stick it somewhere inside your sock drawer or something. When you start believing that you are important, that's when you got to go. And I also told him, I said, listen, get out there and talk about the Second Amendment. Get out there and say what you want to say about the Second Amendment. And he's a big gun guy. He loves guns. And, you know, as a matter of fact, he came to one of the NRA annual meetups, and he was just dying to meet Hickok. So I managed for him meet Hickok. But having said that, he's pretty grounded and everything, but my problem is going to be around the time that he was my first sponsor. This was when the Tea Party thing was really in full. It was 2010, and the Tea Party thing was really happening, and every one of those Tea Party operatives got compromised by the state GOP.
Wow. Okay.
They all got included and absorbed into the GOP or something. So I told him that constitutional carry had to be one of these things that somebody was going to have to lead the way on. The problem is, it is not really a problem in the House. He's running for the House.
Oh, okay.
In the Senate, they think quite highly of themselves in the Senate as well. And in the Senate,
am I right that any senator can stop any bill?
I was just about to say that. Yeah. You are absolutely right about that. No. Hey, you know it. You just explained it. That's exactly what the problem is. So we'll see what we got out of South Carolina. But the problem is nobody leads. We're not leaders. And I told him you should get out there and say that. That should be part of your campaign, my buddy.
Interesting.
This should be part of your campaign because South Carolina never is at the front of anything. They're always dragging it behind because everybody else is doing it.
Well, you know, if he talks about the issues that ordinary citizens are interested in, armed defense, defending your family. That will get him media coverage, but then he'll have to be sharp enough to answer the media's gotcha questions. So you want more people shot? I go, I want more criminals stopped so families are safe. If that's what you mean, yes. It's a tragedy whenever that happens, but I'd rather have them injured than an innocent person. You know, he's got to be ready with that right on the tip of his tongue because the media will try and beat him up.
Well, I told him, I said,
he should listen to you.
He should, but he'll probably end up hiring a consultant, and then he'll be like, well, Bill, the consultant says not to say that, and I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what are your opponents? We'll see what his consultants don't like the kind of stuff we say. They don't like the kind of stuff. And see, my answer to that would be, no, I don't want to shoot anybody. I'm against violence of all kinds. However, if I'm in a room and somebody wants to be violent with me, I'm probably going to do whatever I have to do to make sure that the violent winner is going to be me. Because between me and them, unfortunately for them, it isn't going to be me. So, you know, but there's a way to put it and be definitive about it, I think, and still come across as not trigger happy or anything.
As not callous. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But heading into the last break here, how about you tell everybody how to find you?
Each week, I co-host the Polite Society podcast. That's sponsored by SAF, runs about 90 minutes. I co-host the Little Old Self-Defense Gun Stories, much shorter, but also once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I try and get there a couple times a week. And from there, my writing is picked up at Ammoland. I write the weekly Armed Citizens column. And then I get to join Bill and the Ninjas.
Yeah. We'll be right back talking to Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We have been speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. So, off we go. The final segment of the hour. Where would you like to take it?
I got some good news from my friends in Ohio. Bill, I've mentioned it before. I took the training that armed school staff take before their school boards let them carry in school. I was very impressed by those people. Mike Bloomberg bought some judges and some parents. He provided free legal services. And he got some parents to say, we don't like this. The judges said, oh, it's illegal by twisting the laws and standing it on its head. So, finally, the Ohio Senate returned authority to local school boards to allow trained teachers to carry. There's obviously requirements on that. Okay, 20 hours of training and 4 hours each year. But now the bill has to pass the Ohio House. I hope they will do it this session.
Yeah, you know, during the time that that was in place, before it started getting messed with,
yes.
How many incidents do we have at schools in Ohio?
By incidents, you mean armed school staff that had a, quote, firearms incident that put someone at risk?
Well, we can start with that one. That would be the one that they were using, that, you know, that they'd be touting, saying, well, This is how much the risk is when you have guns in schools, you know, that kind of thing.
None. I think the last time I did the math, wow, was it 5,000 man years? Man years of teachers in school. So we've had, this is not, it's like, out of, I think there are 88 school districts, 88 counties, and 82 of them have programs in place. So its penetration in Ohio was pretty deep. Now, what you can imagine is the big city school district says, you know, police station's right next door. Why do I worry? But in some rural school districts where, you know, when it snows and it takes your kid an hour and a half to get home, the schools can be a long way from the nearest police officers, and they go, if anything happens here, we're really on our own.
Right. Well, you know, I don't remember the study. I cannot cite the study. I probably shouldn't mention the quote or quote it, but I'm gonna.
Yeah, what do you think?
In one study of rampage killers, which are your typical school shooters, they're rampage killers.
Right.
They have found that for every minute that they're not interrupted, that a minimum of four people can die. So even if you're right beside or right down the street or whatever.
Yes.
Even if you're right. Yeah, minutes are going to count. So it doesn't really matter how fast you can get there. What matters is what's on site there when it unfolds. And without, you know, armed teachers, I mean, that's got to be a boon. That's a boon to this stuff. And that's exactly what, you know, the combination should be armed teachers and resource officers.
Yes, sir. And the guy out of Purdue, I remember watching him, a researcher, a statistician. I think his background is actually in industrial management, did kind of a time and motion study. And he said, yep, the best combination is some armed school staff and some resource officers that will move toward the sound of gunfire and keep the criminal from keep him on the move, keep him pressed.
Yeah.
What struck me so much is that the objections were fantasies. Things might happen. Well, wait a minute. We know that these murders are real, and you're worried about a phantom problem. Well, and then, but when you look at somebody, they go, yeah, but my fantasies feel real to me. And you go, okay, so that's going to keep my children unprotected because you have these concerns. Well, and too few legislators know enough to argue knowledgeably.
You know, that's why, and when I talk to the local legislators here and I say, hey, I'll give you whatever you want. I'll tell you whatever you want. I'll coach you. I'll write it down. Yeah. I'll do whatever you like. They never take you up on it.
Right. They just think, well, they assume that they get 30 seconds to explain anything. Any problem that's more that you can't distill into 30 seconds, more importantly, you can, but until they can, it might as well be impossible. Because that's all the media will give him.
Yeah.
In many cases.
That's probably the case. I had not thought. I've never been to a session of our General Assembly here. The state politicians, with a few exceptions, they're sort of disappointing.
Yeah.
To me.
Well, they are doing a hard job. They're asked to make judgments about things they don't know much about. Therefore, they depend on their staff. If we're lucky, they ask their constituents to give them feedback because we have infinitely more experience than they do. There's one more news story. I want to pull it up. It's out of the Wayback Machine. You want to go?
Sure.
You remember our friends, Second Amendment Foundation, long, long ago started a legal proceedings that let defense distributed, publish computer-aided manufacturing files for printed firearms. At first, the U.S. State Department said, oh my, you're exporting guns and military parts. And they go, are you crazy? These guns are, this is a 1911 type stuff. This is 3D printed. What? Well, okay, State Department lost. And they said, okay, that's not a firearm. It's not under control of the Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. Go forth and publish it. It's just a computer file. Well, then state attorney generals in New Jersey and Washington lost their minds. And they said, no, we're going to protect our citizens. You can't send it anywhere because somehow our citizens could get those files. Finally, a judge in the Fifth Circuit said, are you out of your mind? No. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said, go back, try harder, wrong. And I wonder if those attorney generals out of New Jersey and Washington will think to appeal it to the U.S. Supreme Court, because I think they would get slapped down so hard, so fast, their head would spin. They may quietly slink away. They'll do whatever Bloomberg tells them to do.
Sure, sure. Of that, I have no doubt. No doubt about that with Bloomberg, with the strings and everything. I just, you know, the whole idea of being able to regulate what goes on the internet and what goes and gets out there on the internet is hilarious. And yeah. I don't understand why that's something that anybody does. And if you have a politician that is out there going, I will stop it. Do not worry. I can stop it. You know, no, they can't. You can't stop the signal, Mal. So, anyway.
You know, well, I think what they're... Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
I think what they're saying is, I'm spending the state's money, defense distributed... I should learn how to talk, Bill. My gosh. Mm-hmm. Where can I take that class? Defense distributed is spending their own money, and they're saying, I have more than you do, and I'll tie you up in court forever, even though I'm wrong. Do you want to play? Mm. And a lot of people would back down, and SAF stood up and said, we'll help you. We know how to fight this game.
Yeah, SAF. SAF can play that game. That's no problem at all. No problem at all.
For them.
Yeah.
For them.
Yeah.
Right.
I was just going to comment that I never contacted you regarding the classic radio stuff, because I just spit a line out of something. I can't even remember what the line was. But,
oh, okay. Well, you did. You told me you bought it on iTunes.
I did. Yes. Yeah. We're both, Rob and I are both Nero Wolf fans, apparently.
Yes. Which,
if you don't know what we're talking about, then you don't know what you're missing.
You have Dan coming up?
I do have Dan coming up. You want a little Trivial Pursuit thing about Nero Wolf?
I do.
So they tried to sell a TV pilot to it, and the guy that plays Archie in that TV pilot that never got sold?
Yeah.
William Shatner.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cool.
Very good. Thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Coming up next, Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.